Praise the Lord. We magnify the name of the Lord for today. Today, by the grace of God, we are having the last episode for this week's devotion. We thank the Lord for how he has been seeing us so far. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to look at a topic titled, Your Fellowship Affects Your Spiritual Growth. As we open to the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Many times we don't take this part so serious. Each and every one of us is born again. We have a relationship with God. But we can have relationship with God without having fellowship with God. Fellowship is done as we continue to live, as we continue to get dedicated in knowing him, in experiencing him. And we cannot have fellowship without truth. We cannot have fellowship without our willingness to walk more and more as he leads us. So it's conditional. Many times we, especially we that have came out of the denominations, we received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but when it comes to issue of fellowship, we don't take it serious. Most of us believe as long as someone can say shalom, can believe that God has sent us a prophet in this age in the person of William Branham, accepting him as God sent in this age is enough for me to have fellowship with that person. As such, those that are careful, that have known the revelation of what fellowship is all about, attack as fanatics. Here we read where John was talking about, we say we have fellowship and walk in darkness. Darkness is falsehood, because you can leave the world denomination and end up in end time message denomination. It's a journey of coming out. We are to be coming out more and more as we behold Christ. We are to depend on him, looking unto him. Jesus said, I know my own listen to my voice and they follow me. Who do you follow? Are you following a group or you are following Christ? Are you after association or after fellowship? Though we cannot have also collective fellowship until we have individual fellowship with him. We cannot have true fellowship without truth. As such, when we say we have fellowship and there is no sincerity, it's also wrong. True worshippers must worship God in spirit and in truth. We have to be born again and we have to have the truth to have true fellowship. It's something to contend for. We have to be contending daily. So there's nothing wrong with you living a false fellowship that has a tag, end time message church if it's going contrary to the word of God. Because when the dragnet was thrown, the dragnet caught off all kind of fishes. There must be separation. Our separation is something that is continuous. We are separated from the world denomination. We have to be separated from the denomination in the end time message cycle. The separation will continue until we walk purely with the Lord. It's an individual journey. And if it's an individual, as one person is over there working sincerely with the Lord, and the other person is on the other side working sincerely with the Lord, one day God will bring us together. And it does not matter whether 4, 3, 2, we can have fellowship. It's not about group. But mind you, the fellowship must be done in truth. And Jesus is the truth. When you belong to a fellowship where man is being exalted above Christ, it's not a true fellowship. When you belong to a fellowship where the prophet of this age is magnified above Christ, it's not a true fellowship. These things are very serious. We have to take it serious. We have to be purely walking with the Lord. Whose voice are you listening? Whose voice are you following? It has to be the voice of our Lord. He's the one that purchased us with his blood. Any fellowship that I or you should belong must be a fellowship that is truly centered on Christ. And this is a fellowship that will grant us true maturity. We cannot have fellowship until we are born again. If we are born again, then the Spirit in us will be leading us into all truth. And that is why in the book of Matthew chapter 24, it states, wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will gather. The pure revelation of Jesus Christ, he will lead his own deer. When you find a place where pure word of God is being preached, whatsoever is going on, stay there. I know we have some little carnality that can be observed there. But it's just a matter of time. When we continue looking unto Christ, all those things will disappear soon. It's a journey. Because we have to add to our faith virtue until we have the pure revelation, the foundational truths we cannot add. I pray that God will help us in this hour to really contend for the truth, to contend for the faith. It's not by our power, it's by his grace as we continue to trust in him. So my sincere prayer is that God will lead us as we get more acquainted with him into true fellowship. A true collective fellowship, as I said earlier, can never be until we have personal fellowship. At home, do you have fellowship with the Lord? Or are you moved with the idolatry of Sundays? Because fellowship is not about Sundays. There is no day given for fellowship. Fellowship is a lifestyle. We are expected to live daily by feeding on him, the absolute. Christ is the absolute. Don't follow group. follow Christ. As you follow Christ, He will lead you to a place. If that place is something is wrong with the foundation, He will pull you out until He brings you to a right place. Where we fellowship will affect how far we go in our maturity of becoming like Christ. I pray God bless His word in our hearts. Please continue to pray for me. I love you all. Trusting that I will meet some of you soon. But in case we do not meet, then we will meet at the resurrection and when we shall be raptured unto Him. The Lord bless you richly. Shalom.